that's mobile. Yeah, 4MUF.
How about Friday?
Soak up a little bit. What was that?
Been headed to work on a Friday.
Weekend. Every other weekend I got the Friday off, so this is my short weekend. And we're on call this week, so gotta go in.
Patrick should be here in a sec.
I'm here, KO4HK.
Patrick, KO4MUF.
Hey, Jody.
Working today, or you just messing around, going to go work on your truck?
Down to Michelin today and then going to work on the door after that to get that project finished up.
Pat, okay. Well, hopefully it'll do you good, get everything done.
You say you're a little further along than you are right now, aren't you?
Not really. It's about normal time, isn't it?
Six.
Been there too early. The news, this flag up here made the news again. They just won't lay this alone.
For HGX, what now?
Somebody's always complaining about it just because the flag did this.
Flag!
Give them a permit to put up a flagpole, and the property is the Sons of Veterans, and you wondered what kind of flag it was going to be?
Not with that flag.
What you're feeling is that you're the problem.
Hurt your feelings, they're the problem.
I was going to say, Jody.
Guys, if you erase history, you're bound to repeat it. But nice day today, just a little breezy, boys.
That wind don't kick up too much. Drive it down to Lawrence.
I think the top was going down to Lawrence. I think it was supposed to be around 15 mile an hour, maybe 20 mile an hour gust or something like that.
Not too bad.
Well south of us and well north of us, I guess, is what's getting the winds. Yesterday, we didn't get out of work until after 7 o'clock from the winds. The little storm gust coming through, blowing trees down. We had to go get them off the roads.
Over toward Greer yesterday afternoon, that's for sure.
And plants I set outside, but it pots a little bit light. It's kind of top-heavy anyway.
Isn't that was like, we need to move that bench, lay it down or something so it don't fall over. I said, nah, it'll be all right. Sure enough, the wind blew it over. So you can bet I didn't hear the end of that last night.
Catch you and not say anything.
The people over that was that she worked with and a lady come into town and come visited her and it blew over and she's like,
you're in trouble now.
And it starts to blow, yeah.
Begging for Monday morning after his weekend.
And what are you getting into?
I'm all in told to help my brother-in-law put in the kitchen that my father-in-law just gutted. So we got to put in the kitchen sink cabinet and the sink and a hot water heater and put down the floor. And it's going to be a long, drawn-out weekend.
And with your brother-in-law?
Cooks are stacked up this morning.
Busy Friday.
Just getting them to show up. One tanker, they wanted to come early. They wanted to make it a day early. So they changed the schedule for a day early. And then he couldn't make it and ended up coming on the original scheduled day.
That's for you.
We worked it. The shipping guys worked it with dispatch, you know what I mean, and then said scheduled it for the next day, and then he showed up at about 1:30. Well, then the guys leave at 3, and then so there was no time, so he had to come back.
Tankers, or you know, the, what, 20,000 gallons or something?
Actually, no, it's a regular full-size tanker truck, whatever they hold, I'm not sure. Probably close to 40,000 pounds anyway. They get those ISO containers in, the ones that they put on the freighters.
Next boxes.
Connex tank. 7-3, guys, I'm in my parking spot, so you guys have an awesome day, and be safe, and an awesome weekend, and we'll catch you guys maybe over the weekend or on Monday. KN4, TFW.
7-3, Ken. Hope you have a great weekend, and Jody, I'm pulling in myself. KO4HKX.
Here about 10 more minutes, and Mr. Ken, you enjoy your weekend and have a great day. If you get back in here, Mr. Patrick, I'll talk to you then. If not, have an awesome day, man. 7-3 from KF4MUF.
Jody, hope you have a great day and a great weekend.